Beginn der Current Daven, Sech des Seid, der Daven, der Beginn der Daven, Beginn der Daven, Beginn der Daven, Beginn der Daven, Nehm an Nick für Mull Beis Bar, Wawes Moshe Beinu Berit, Abbas in Daven, der Zohar Beis Bar, Kedil Chapel Meis Bar, to atone for the story that happened with the Jews, by Bar, which Tez brings Medrash HaGadah, the Gadig Medrash brings that actually, B'chol Shom, B'shom, every single year, B'eish HaChad, you saw B'bnei's Moyev, that at the time when the Jewish people sinned with the daughters of Moyev Beis Perk at that time, Beis Pa'ar, this Avodah Zarah, is Oyla Ma'ala goes up, upwards, Kedil HaKadrik to prosecute, Allah has come to recall their sin. Kshurai, Kibri Shal Moshe, when he sees the grave of Moshe right there, Chayis V'shakeh, he goes back and submerges himself. Shal Moshe Beinu Shoka B'karkai Chayipim, because Moshe Beinu submerged him into the ground up until his nose. And every time he wants to come up, he gets pushed down again to the place where Moshe Rabbeinu had submerged him. That's Mitzvah Rebbe from the Tais of my teacher. Hanukkah Mekan, we shall return to the first parak of the second Tais. So that we begin the second parak, parak Yemevi. Tais brings the words of the Mishnah Mevi as Mechasa. She would bring her Mincha. Which Tais points out, ain't say that Mishnah Vaseda Pasha Mechavanin. The order that Mishnayis goes through in this parak and the order of the parsha and the Torah are not precise. Shadekach say that parsha. The order of the parsha goes like this. Kinala, he warns her, minister, she secludes. Mala, Isha, he brings up his wife, or maybe his machas, she brings up mincha. Hakoin, maybe payola, shalchas, the kohen brings the earthenware vessel. Venais l'teche chatzalug mayim, and akir, and he puts in a half a lug of water from the cistern. Venaisin by offer. And he puts in earth, Maimah the Isha, B'Shanikin, has the woman stand there by Shanikin, and he grabs hold of a garment, B'Seis and Sarah, and he dishevels her hair, B'Nais and the Samincha, Al Yadah, he puts the Mincha on her hands, so B'Yad, Hakoin, in the hands of the Kain, a Maim, Hamagam, the bitter waters, a Meshbiya, he has a swear, a Masnima, he steps with her, B'Kaisav, as a Megillah writes the Megillah, Moichiki, Risa, Mashkin, he gives it a drink, B'Nitl Machasa, and then she takes her Mincha Mitech Kfifa. He takes her mincha mitzvah kfifa from the basket of mitzvah kfifa mitzvahs from this wicker basket. But nice not take lishagas to put into the service vessel. Main if he waves the magish and they bring it to the corner. Mizbeach koymitz they take the fistful of makta they burn it and bloydanu lemashina tana. I say that we don't know why the tana says a different order in this parak. They say the tana dafkur. So don't know is the order of the tana of the mishnah is precise. I say the parsha is the order in the parsha. Which one's more precise? Like says master beginning of the gemara gedil yaga that they would put on their hand to wear her out. Why should they hoist in the sunnah al yada? Because she would be placed on her hands ad gemar kol haseder until the end of the whole procession. They should talk to her tefillah, so she should go back and she should admit her guilt. Now, but l'shaych l'meim, you can't say the dorish time to kra that what Rabbi Lez is saying is darshening the reasoning of the pasuk. Elahecha, because we only know Reb Shimon says that throughout Shas. Elahecha the nafka l'mina midi. It's only when you say it's called time of the crowd, giving a rationale for the pshat the pasuk. It's only when it comes out from it midi the marbi minay that you're coming to add on from that, and the crowd stomachs it where the pasuk only said on specific makoy lakol and it would generally include everything. But on the dosh of time, and we're finding its reasoning. But we're saying, oh, is that what time is the pasuk? That's the reason of the pasuk. However, time may be shvul kach. Oh, and since the reasoning is because of this, you could say specifically it means this. Could go for example, like yavli sakul begad amali, and I'll take collateral security from the garment of a widow. Which mashma, that's not like being in the Yavashira, whether poor or wealthy. But come from Shimon time to Krav, Reb Shimon says, quote unquote, the reasoning of the Pasuk. Shema to Mamashka Naisu, because you're going to take collateral from, and you're going to keep on bringing back every single night, Tatam Asilo Shem Nabashkin, and say you're going to give a bad name and a bad reputation, Mitechata Meshabla Abed, because you're giving back the security. Oh, but Noima Nia Dafka, that would be specifically a pauper, where she needs it back every night. A wealthy one doesn't. So Ema Mashka Naisu, so it's specifically by the poor one. That's what Mashka says, Bom Mitzvah Dafka, that's Ramel. That gives you time to crow, but here it's not changing any of the halacha. So even the town of Amish, they could also be saying a time of the crow, so to speak, because it's not really called time of the crow.